Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you'll usually at the beginning of the year we're talking about losing weight, getting healthy. Those are good things to talk about, but do you ever talk about how you're going to change your spending habits or how you'd like to save money, something related to the money in your life? Well, I ran across something the other day on my computer that I am doing and I think is kind of fun, and I think children especially would find this kind of fun. Doesn't cost a lot of money, although you have to have some money on hand. And at the end of the year, at the end of 365 days, you could have saved $667.95. Well, that's a nice little amount. It perhaps helps to save those pennies and change and so on if you have some kind of goal in mind. If there's something that maybe there's a trip you want to go on, maybe there's some special thing that you do want to save for your household, or, you know, there could be a special reason. But even if you don't have a special reason to save, well, think about at the end of 365 days having $667.95. And it kind of relates to, you know, that penny saved saying, penny saved, penny earned. You know, there's some people I hear who they're getting change somewhere and they say, oh, I don't want those whole things. And they would no way lean over and pick up a penny off the ground. Maybe a quarter, but maybe not. But those pennies and that small change count up. Now, I know there are some people who just save all, basically all of their change at the end of the day. Have a jar, a basket, someplace where they just empty all the coins out of their pockets, out of their change purses, wherever there's coins, and put it into the container. And that is a pretty painless way to save. And end of the year, you'll probably have more than the $667 if you're doing that every day. But here's the deal, and some people have called this 52-week money-saving challenge. That's a big name. Some people called it the 365-day saving challenge, which it is. I just like to call it penny saved as a penny earned, or a penny will count up, or something really simple, and think about it in pennies. Although, at the last week when you're doing this, and I'll explain all this in a minute, you will have to have, if you follow the everyday kind of observance, you will have to have put in $25.34. So let me back up and try to explain this. Maybe you've already figured it out. But what the challenge is to every day put in a penny for whatever day it is of the year. So January 1st, if you started the first year, you put in a penny. January 2nd, you put in two pennies. And for today is the 24th, today you would be putting in 24 pennies, so on through the year. So you can see by the 365th day, if you keep this going, you're putting in $3.65. So you can, first of all, you need a container. You need a container somewhere to put this. And I'm thinking it needs to be a container that's big enough to put the money in, easy enough to get it out, up small enough not to be able to put your hand in and grab that change or those dollar bills you put in there, so that indeed you do keep putting that money in and not taking it out until the end, or you can really count it and see, oh yeah, this does work. So a container of some sort. Secondly, it helps, I think, to go to your computer and print out a chart that has all of these amounts printed on them, starting at the beginning of the year, going through the end of the year. If you put in your search engine 365-day savings, or you just put in penny challenge, you probably will come up and you can print out this form. I think that's especially helpful. Well, it's helpful to me. I started it. I think it's kind of a fun thing to do. And again, if you're having children do this, I think every day you get to put the money in the container and check off, okay, here's one more day. Now, for the people who are quite regimented, they will want to follow this day by day from the beginning to the end. Maybe you want to do it the other way around. Maybe you want to go back and start with the $3.65 and work backward, so the last day you're putting in only a penny. And then there are some folks who, well, they don't really care if they're going to follow through. So it's kind of like saving the change. You look in your pocket or your purse and say, okay, I have 77 cents of change. That's what's going in the container. Well, you just check that off on your little chart so you can see how you're getting along. I just think it's kind of a cool thing, and I think, as I say, it would be a great thing, a great way for kids to save. The basic point of all of this, of course, is getting in the habit of saving. However you do it, saving is just really a habit, and when we take bits and pieces out, it doesn't seem like it's such a dent. And it could, as I say, really add up. Now, the other thing that kids could do, if you have this container, they may want to decorate their container. And if you have a goal, they put the picture on of where they'd like to go. So make that container easy, fun, whatever it is you'd like to do to kind of help the plan along. So that is one. I had not heard of this. I just think it's really a cool idea. If you are thinking about saving money in bigger terms, one of the things you can do, if you have a credit card balance, the first thing to do is get that credit card balance paid off, because you're paying interest on that every month, and that interest really adds up. There is something called a balance transfer card. So if you've got all these credit cards and you want to transfer that money to another card, a balance transfer card, you get probably most of a year, maybe 20 months, where you are paying, you're not required to pay any interest. And so it's a chance to kind of catch up. But the interest just adds up so quickly. You can also take time, and you know, this is one of the clues. Do you want to spend time or do you want to spend money? Sometimes it does take a little time to save some money. But maybe you want to compare your credit card interest rates and change credit cards to one that has lower interest rate. But the best thing to do, of course, is not to get that balance there, to get paid interest paid. But there are ways to get help, and rather than just kind of doing it on your own, there are a number of sources out. You know, your local person in your bank could probably help you. Look around. There may be somebody you know that's really great at saving money and making balance in their income and what goes out. That person might be willing to help you. There is help. Don't just dig yourself into a deeper hole. Little changes can make a difference. What is it we need to ask ourselves? What is it that we spend money on perhaps every day or every week? I was visiting with my sister, who likes her coffee, but not just plain, you know, the lattes and the cappuccinos, all that sort of thing. Well, if I start comparing, and one source I found, this person changed from cappuccinos to coffee every day and saved $480 in a year. It counts up. What about if you're a big soda drinker, which is not good for health, you know, but, oh, man, I can't live without that. Just cutting back. Again, this person compared. They cut back a liter. That's about a quart a week. Kind of figure that into how many drinks you have and how big the cups are. And saved, cutting back by 1 liter a week, saved $72 in a year. Or one of my favorite ones that I put into action was, I used to buy and subscribe. Not buy, subscribe, not go to the store to buy, but subscribe, which is the same as buying, to a number of different magazines. And I love to look through the magazines, but then they stack up, and now what do I do with them? Because, oh gosh, there's something I want to go back and look at. Well, trying to not do that anymore and go to my local library. They have so many different magazines, as well as, of course, all kinds of books for no fee at all. Library, a great way to save money. And, of course, they also have DVDs. You know, if there's, instead of going somewhere to rent one, you can borrow one from the library. Maybe there's a TV program you want to catch up on. They may have that as a library, too. So check out what you can get from your library to save you money. Another one that a number of people put on the list to save money is, one list says, don't go out to eat, which is pretty drastic for some of us, to just cut back. on the number of times you go out to eat. And that can make a big difference. And when you're balancing time, you say, well, I don't have time to cook. Well, if you go out to eat and stay there, that's time. Or even if you order something, you have to go pick it up, bring it home, that's time. So kind of balance that time against the kind of money you're saving. Saving money can take a lot of time, depending on how you're doing it, but it also might not take much time. So join the penny challenge if you'd like, and have a good time as well as saving some money. And until next time, back to the old saying, a penny saved is a penny earned.